Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about how to invest as the U.S. dollar devalues. Our U.S. dollar has been under a long decline, but since March, it's lost more than 15% in value. I'll talk about why this is happening and what's ahead for our currency and how you can preserve your wealth. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to remind you that the printed 2010 Good Timing Guides are here. So now is the time to claim yours. This guide will help you work in harmony with the universe for all your projects and important tasks next year. Have the wind at your back by getting your copy of the 2010 Good Timing Guide. You can order it online at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Has something very challenging happened to you this week? We're still in the midst of the very big challenge of Saturn square Pluto. This cycle peaked for the first of three times on last Sunday, November 15th, and it's going to be with us through early April. It peaks a second time on January 31st. It'll be back again, though, in late July through early October. So it's actually here for a while. This cycle is associated with transforming major structures, plus power and control issues. And here's another way to look at these tough challenges when they arise. As odd as it might seem, the universe is giving you a gift. It might not be obvious at first, but it will show up. And here's a good example of one that happened a very long time ago. It even involves some political chicanery within the family. Recently, I had the very good fortune to see the production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, this show is about Joseph, the favorite son of Jacob, who was sold into slavery by his 11 jealous brothers. Now, you may remember the story from the Bible. He's taken to Egypt and sold as a slave. Eventually, he ends up as the Pharaoh's number two man because he had the ability to interpret dreams and make good use of the messages. Now, what really struck me about this story was that if his 11 brothers had not sold him into slavery and he had not ended up in jail where he made the connection to the Pharaoh's butler, most of Egypt and his entire family would have perished. Joseph was the one who was able to interpret the Pharaoh's dream, which foretold of 7 years of bumper crops, followed by 7 years of famine. He understood what needed to be done with that information, and his understanding led to storing the excess food and then rationing it for the 7 years of famine. Yet none of that would have been possible if he hadn't been sold into slavery. Now, getting a big gift is usually the last thing on our minds when something bad happens. But look for it, and you'll get one. If you're in a tough situation, start asking the universe to tell you what steps to take next and to show you what the gift of the situation is. Start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided a solution that is in the highest good for all parties. Do this daily for a total of at least 68 seconds and for a minimum of 17 seconds at a time, and you'll soon have the solution. Remember this as we continue to go through this cycle between now and next October. Next, we're almost done with a wonderful cycle that's great for doing something different. Have you been feeling restless or like you're ready for something new? The cycle of Sun trine Uranus stays in range through tomorrow, November 21st. If you haven't already done something unusual and fun, be sure to use this energy today and tomorrow. It's a good time to do some energy work or just try something completely new. Now, just as this is happening, we're also finishing up the cycle of Sun square Neptune, which stays in range through November 21st. Now, our leaders may have visions for the future that they cannot fully articulate, or they may be confused as to what direction to go amidst all the challenges we're having. We're watching this with President Obama over in Asia and realizing that they cannot get a binding agreement together for the Copenhagen climate meeting. We can also experience a sense of not knowing which way to go. So this is the time to tune into your intuition. You cannot get a clear direction by trying to use logic. That won't work. So check in with your guts instead. Next, we're in the midst of multiple money cycles, and most, but not all of them, are challenging. These cycles can also pertain to tough relationship issues, too. The challenging cycles are Venus in Scorpio, square to Mars in Leo, and Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune, all in Aquarius. Holy cow, Venus is not doing so good. Venus square Mars tends to cut the amount of money that's coming in, while Venus square Jupiter tends to increase the amount of money that we're spending. This is not a good combination. Venus square Mars peaked yesterday on November 19th, and it stays in range through November 25th. Venus square Jupiter, the excess spending cycle, came into range yesterday, and it peaks on November 23rd, along with the Moon conjunct Jupiter and square Venus. This is a real doozy. Your money could run away faster on money than you can say pig's feet. Of course, we're all spending money on the holiday at this time, so do what you can to preserve your budget. Share expenses with others. Reconsider how much you really need for that big meal. And also be aware of what you're spending on gifts. The main thing to remember is just to really be aware of how much you're spending and what your budget is. The next cycle is Venus square Neptune, which peaks on Thanksgiving Day, November 26th. This cycle is also associated with spending more money than expected. Basically, money can literally slip through our fingers without us even noticing. This cycle is also known, though, for idealism and forgiveness. So how perfect this is to have on Thanksgiving Day. Have you ever been to a family event when people attacked each other verbally? It's not too much fun. This cycle is asking us to do the opposite of that. It wants to know if we can really love ourselves and each other and forgive ourselves and each other for the things we've done. If you've heard my shows about the ascension process, you may also be in a situation where someone in your family is preparing to leave. Leave Earth, that is, one way or another. So use this Thanksgiving to be thankful for your time together. Mend anything that's broken between you. Choose to heal your relationship with respect and forgiveness. We've all played tough roles for each other to help each other learn. In addition, the cycle of Mars in Leo opposite Jupiter in Aquarius lasts from mid-November through the end of December, but it never, ever peaks. This means we never complete a major task that we're working on. So stop before you start. You don't have enough time to complete the project before the holidays. Then on December 20th, we run out of time for new projects when Mars retrograde starts and lasts through March 10th. Now, don't get caught by this false potential. The project will not complete. You'll change your mind about wanting to do it before March comes around, so just wait. The next cycle is Mercury trine Mars, which is a very good cycle for getting your message out there. It's also ideal for promoting your products and services. You can also assert yourself and get your needs met in a very positive way. The details might be missing, but you get the gist of the message from the energy it generates. These messages can be positively inspirational. The cycle is also great for a lot of physical activities such as bicycling, running, walking, kayaking, cross-country or downhill skiing. Any sport that can take you somewhere is favored. This cycle comes in range today on November 20th. It peaks on Thanksgiving, and it stays in range through December 1st. And even more good news, the cycle of Venus trine Uranus gives us unexpected love, fun, and money, just in time for Thanksgiving. This cycle peaks on November 25th, the day before Turkey Day, but it's still very strong on our feast day. So enjoy Thanksgiving. It may be full of fun surprises. This cycle stays in range through November 30th, and this is definitely a cycle to be grateful for with the holiday here. So enjoy it as much as possible. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register for it, just so we can send it to you free each week, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is under What's New by the link for my radio show, so get signed up today. Now, our dollar has lost over 15% in value over the past 8 months. Do you know how to invest while our U.S. dollar is devaluing? When I come back from this short break, I'll discuss ways to do this. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Well, Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about how to invest as the U.S. dollar devalues. Our U.S. dollar has been under a long decline, but since March, it's lost more than 15% in value. Imagine that. Your dollar is now worth 85 cents. I'm going to talk about why this is happening and what's ahead for our currency and how you can preserve your wealth. And after this, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, let's talk about why the U.S. dollar is declining. I'm sure you remember that our U.S. dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Now, what exactly does that mean? It hasn't been backed by gold since the early 1970s, when Nixon took us off the gold standard. So now that the credit of the U.S. government is essentially $56 trillion in debt when you include Social Security and Medicare, that's what our U.S. dollar is backed by, $56 trillion in debt. That and a lot of not-so-good mortgages, which the government now owns. Of course, it also owns most of Citigroup, General Motors, Chrysler, AIG, and the list goes on. So it definitely has some assets. It just doesn't have anywhere close to the amount of assets that it has in debt. And this is a big problem. As long as our government is in so much debt, the U.S. dollar is backed by debt. The dollar has another problem, too. It's been overprinted. Now, what does that mean? It means that without any production, any work being done, any assets being put behind it, the government has printed and printed more and more U.S. dollars. These are dollars that are just printed on paper and have no reason for their existence except that the U.S. needs them to pay the interest on its debt or to stimulate the economy or to bail out the banks. Now, why is this a problem? Because when the government does this, it sets up the country for inflation. What happens when there's more of something? It's not so scarce, is it? And then something, and when something is less scarce, the value of it drops. Because the dollar is so overprinted, it doesn't have the same value as it did previously. So prices rise because the dollar isn't worth as much as before. You probably notice this when you go to the grocery store, buy gasoline. You might buy a similar basket of products every week, but somehow when the total rings up, a little higher each week. That's because of the overprinting of the currency. Now, astrologically, what we see happening is that the USA Venus is basically under attack. Saturn in Libra is square to the USA Venus, and Pluto in Capricorn is opposite our country's Venus. Now, this is a double whammy. Literally, the meaning of these cycles is that the U.S. dollar is being devalued and transformed. We're just at the beginning of this process, and you're watching gold go up and up and up, primarily because the dollar is losing its value. A third problem for our U.S. dollar is that other countries have trillions of U.S. dollars. They're everywhere, and most countries don't know what to do with them. This is due to a very long-standing trade deficit. That just means that the USA has been spending a lot more on products from other countries than other countries have bought from us. So we have a third reason why our dollar is devaluing. Other countries don't want them. They have plenty as it is. This problem is exacerbated by the fact that a number of countries have gotten together to create a basket of currencies, including gold, that will be used instead of the U.S. dollar as a world currency. Even OPEC, which signed on the dotted line back in the 70s to sell their oil for U.S. dollars only, has now changed its mind. Even OPEC is part of the group that wants a basket of currencies instead. Demand for the U.S. dollar is rapidly decreasing. So, what can you invest in that won't devalue with the U.S. dollar? Of course, the first thing to invest in is gold. Yes, it probably sounds like a broken record, but gold is the number one choice, and here's why. Gold is a way to preserve wealth. The value of gold goes up as the value of the U.S. dollar declines. It's very portable. You can hold $30,000 of gold in the palm of your hand. It's also very liquid. You can sell gold based on its market price any day of the week except Sunday and holidays. Any coin shop will write you a check or give you cash on the spot when you're ready to sell it. It's very easy that way. It's also easy to buy. You can call around to different coin shops and get quotes from each of them for a 1 ounce Gold Eagle coin. And if you do this within an hour, you'll get a pretty good idea where you want to buy your gold. You can also buy and sell it online, so there are many options for where to buy gold. Now, most people will object that gold is at its highest price ever, so it doesn't seem like a good time to buy gold. But we're not to gold's high yet. In fact, gold is likely to go up to $2,000 or $2,500 before this is all through. In fact, the latest big jump in price was due to India buying 200 metric tons of gold for its central bank. And they bought all that gold with U.S. dollars. Now, what do you think is happening right now around the world? All the central banks are deciding whether they are going to follow suit and buy gold with their U.S. dollars. And if they don't do that, they run a huge risk of their dollars devaluing, just like you and me. At some point, they're going to go for gold, and the price of gold will continue to spike up. And that could also happen pretty quickly. Now, right now, gold is around $1,150 per ounce. By the end of the year, though, it could be as high as $1,300 per ounce, and gold could reach at least $1,800 by the end of August 2010. So if you're going to buy gold, get it quickly. It's going to keep spiking up, although there could be a slight drop in price soon as some people decide to sell. Now, how do you buy gold? The best way is to call your local coin shops to check prices and see if you can get a good vibe about the person on the phone. Ideally, it's nice to work with your local shops, but if you don't have a local shop, there are many places to buy online. Kitco.com, and that's KITCO.com, also shows you why the price of gold went up or down each day. And there are many good articles there to help educate yourself. You can also buy gold or shares of gold electronically in electronically traded funds. Those are things like GLD or IAU. That's a way that you can buy gold for your retirement fund or as part of your stock portfolio. Now, how much gold should you buy? Up to 20% of your portfolio. That's the maximum you should own of any investment. If you lost a bunch of money in the stock market, you could make it up by buying gold. There are not too many investments that could double in price in a year or two, but gold, fortunately, is one of them. And what about the possibility of gold being confiscated by the government, which happened once before? Here's my take on that. Back when that happened the first time, people actually respected and trusted the government. So many people were willing to cooperate for the good of the country. That world does not exist today. The government would not be able to do that. People would be up in arms and out banging their pans in the street. There would be no way to enforce it either. When you buy gold coins, just get standard gold coins, nothing that has a higher value due to the quality, rarity, the mint, or year. You're looking for standard gold eagles, gold maple leafs, gold buffaloes, gold kroners or krugerrands. Silver is good, too. Okay, what else can you invest in? Well, now that we're at the bottom of the housing market, this is a good time to buy property if you have the ability to get a real mortgage. Don't be getting one of those disaster mortgages that go up in a couple of years. If you can get a good fixed-rate mortgage for 30 years, though, this is a good time to buy. Housing prices will stay low through early March 2011, and then that market will start to recover. So you have a little time yet to get housing at a good price. Now, what about the stock market? Is it going to crash again? Well, it's likely to be rather schizophrenic for a while as we get through the end of this year and into January. But is the stock market a good place to be as the dollar devalues? That's the real question. What we've been witnessing in the stock market this year is basically inflation driving it back up. That inflation is from the banking bailouts and all the money that the government printed earlier this year. And it's likely to keep going up, at least until we hit late July and August of 2010. Then things could get quite dicey. That's when we'll get an incredibly challenging set of cycles. The Federal Reserve might change then, or the U.S. dollar might crash or become backed by gold. Or maybe parts of California will fall into the ocean. I don't know which way we'll use this energy, but it will be very big, a real humdinger. Whatever happens then, the stock market is not likely to like it. and it could drop. But until then and after that's over, we could see stocks and dollars, you know, we could see stocks do well. The catch with U.S. stocks is that when you buy them with U.S. dollars, they appreciate. But you need to make sure that your stock appreciates more than the dollar declines in value. Otherwise, you're losing real money. Lastly, in this unusual economy, it's best to stick with what you know and preferably to stick with something tangible. Stocks may grow, but they're just a piece of paper, and if the dollar crashes, they may be worth less than you think. Things like oil, gold, property, and other tangibles are far more likely to preserve your wealth in this unusual period. You might also invest in things you use on a regular basis, things that you can just buy a little extra of. We'll get through this financial craziness in another year. Just follow these steps now so that you can create more prosperity for you later. Whatever you do, get some gold. Okay, do you have a question for me? After the short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your biggest challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go ahead and grab those phone lines. We have holding first out of the gates is Kathy from Mill Creek, Washington. She wants to increase her business like a lot of us want to do. And her information is 912 of 55. And she was born at 2:50 p.m. in San Diego, California. So, Kathy, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Now, you're asking me about your business, but you're giving me your personal chart, right?
Yes. I guess what I'd like to know is if you see an increase in closed business transactions and increase in income for me.
Okay.
I have lots of business.
Okay. I tell you, to answer those questions accurately, I would need to have when your business started.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Now, I can look here and see how you're doing for income. Now, you're doing self-employment, right?
Yes.
Okay, you don't have another job. Okay. What kind of work are you doing?
Real estate.
Real estate. Oh, okay. So that is a slightly different situation. Okay, so let's just have a look here. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it looks like you're pretty well grounded, and you could indeed have some more coming. It would probably increase over the next few years, but now in terms of immediate, that's what you're looking for, right? How immediate? You're looking for something by the end of the year?
Well, yeah, at least within the next 6 months.
Oh, okay, within the next 6 months. Well, right now you have a cycle that is real strong right now that is more like unexpected expenses or money running away from you. Has that been happening?
Somewhat. Not real bad, but...
Not real bad. Okay. That's good, because it's there for a while.
Okay.
It's probably going to be there, you know, for another, I don't know, at least 2 months, and maybe a little longer. After that gets over, it might get a little better. Let's see. I was looking at one of your income streams here, and you've got a... you know, one of the things that's going on here is that you're just about to create a whole new identity for yourself. Did you get any sense of that this year?
I beg your pardon?
Did you get any sense of you being ready to create a whole new identity for yourself earlier?
I actually am in the process of branding myself.
Ah, okay. That is good. Now, this is going to happen officially sometime next year. You know, you're right at the edge of it right now. And sometimes when this happens, people make very major changes in their life. So just a warning for you that, you know, that this may happen right at the time that your business is, you know, in the process of trying to take off. So.
I'm in the process of investing in myself right now.
That's excellent. That's really
okay.
Excellent. Yeah, that's very good. And what I see next year coming up, and it could be a little bit better than what you have happening this year. You know, you'll get somewhere probably by the middle of next year some nice, what I call steady income.
Okay.
Steady growth. Now, that's not exactly the norm for real estate, but you have the opportunity for growth and stability to occur at the same time, which is unusual but very helpful.
Right.
And so so that will kick in. And let me see if I can tell you kind of quickly when that will happen. If my computer will work. Oh, it is. We love it. Okay, that's going to be right around, let's see, March to April. So
yeah.
That is roughly right in, you know, 6 month time frame here.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that should help, you know, at least get you through some of it.
Do you see a move for me residence-wise? I'm looking to move my own home. And do you see that?
Well, I'm only looking at one set of five cycles. There are five sets of cycles. And I don't see it in this set of cycles. Well, actually, you know, your career changes could bounce back into being home changes, too. So that is a possibility that you could, you know, your career changes could result in you moving.
Well,
how long have you been in real estate?
Yes.
How long
I've been in 8 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So this is not a new thing for you.
No, actually, I'm very busy. I have a lot of work. It's just nothing's closing because of, as you know,
right
situation.
Okay. The thing to do for that is stop saying that. First of all, number one, stop saying it. Don't ever say it ever again. Don't ever think it ever again.
Okay.
Every time you think or say that, you are pushing money away from you. You are pushing the closings away from you. So you want to start with a thought that something like these sales are closing soon, or they're closing now, or they're closing quickly. And every time you think about closing, you want a thought like that.
Okay.
Okay. Because otherwise, you're just going to constantly push the closing away.
Right.
Okay. Energetically, everything gets created first at the energetic level. So you have to create the closing at the energetic level first before it will physically manifest.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, and you take care. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much, Kathy. It leaves another line open here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gerwick. Excuse me, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Donna from Seattle is now called in. She needs a little more direction in her life. Her information there, Madeline, I know you need to type it in.
I got it.
All right, 719 of 1960.
July 19, 1960. Okay.
Yep. And she's a little bit unsure of the time, so I kind of explained to her it might be not as an accurate of a reading.
Okay.
But she was born in Portsmouth, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Now, she does not know a time at all. Is that what you're
well,
saying?
Well, no, she kind of knows. Let's bring her on and see if she may have come up with an answer since then. Are you there, Donna?
Yes. Maybe noon?
Maybe noon. Okay.
Right? Around 152, 159, almost at 2, around 2.
Oh, 159, that's very
Hello?
Different. Okay.
Okay.
And tell me again what location you were born in.
I was a Navy brat, so it would probably be a military base.
And what town was it in?
Portsmouth, Virginia.
Oh, Portsmouth. Okay, Portsmouth, Virginia. Okay. Okay. And what's your question for me, Donna?
I guess, where do I go from here?
and where are you now?
I had an excruciating divorce about a decade ago. I raised my family. They've graduated from college and doing their own thing, and now it's my turn. I put myself on the back burner. And lacking confidence. But you know something? What I was doing was actually incredible, and my ex was just fearful of a strong woman. He couldn't handle it.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to crush me. So now I'm crushing myself, and I want to get out of it. And see, where do I go from here?
Right. Well, first of all, I just want to check in with you. Are you looking for a career, or are you looking for a relationship, or what are you? What's your focus?
I've always been self-employed, so it'd be a career, self-employed, relationship. Haven't dated in a blue moon, so don't really care about that. It's not on my priority list.
You're more interested in the career part.
Yeah, it's my turn. I don't need to take care of anybody else.
I understand. Now you are just about to undergo. This will happen next year. It's not quite here, but it's getting there. You're about to undergo a period where you are going through what we would call general transformation, meaning, and this will pertain to your career and to the money that you're able to earn. And so a lot of times when this type of situation occurs, we actually, I'm just realizing we're about to run out of time here. But let me bring you back after the break. So hang on, because I know we're about to go into a break. So do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek-Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek-Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek-Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666. 323-1666.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the code to successful living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat Jabe says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I think we might already have all the callers for today, but we might be able to squeeze in one more. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. If you want to call in, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we still have Donna here?
Yep, let's go and bring her back on. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for staying with us.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Hi.
Okay, now you have got a couple of things happening. The first one I was about to tell you about is the general transformation cycle, and this can feel a little bit like you're getting hung up to dry, but the real issue, the real thing to do with this is to cooperate with the changes, whatever they turn out to be. And it looks like there's some transformation going on with both your income and your career. So it might be that you're going to do something different from what you've done before. And another cycle that is going on now, it's actually exact right now, and this is a cycle where you could have unexpected opportunities, and this could be going on especially through this month and next month, that you may find yourself having unexpected opportunities, and this
okay.
is quite what would I say, sort of whirlwindish. I mean, it could be quite fast and very unexpected in terms of a lot of changes or something new getting started with a lot of excitement around it, that kind of thing.
So
it could be quite
good.
Fun.
Okay, yay.
Yeah, it can be quite fun, actually, yeah.
Yeah, now, happiness is important.
What was that?
Happiness is important to me.
Absolutely. There's no point in doing it if we're not going to be happy. It's not going to create the right thing. Now, next year in February, and actually when I was looking at your chart, about the transformation, the general transformation cycle. That one is really strong in February. It's going to be with you for about a year or so. But there's another cycle that hits in February, and that one is also about unexpected changes. Now, that one might feel like, and these are unexpected growth opportunities, and that one could feel a little bit like getting picked up and moved unexpectedly. Kind of like when I pick up a worm from under a potted plant and move it to some place where there's a lot of dirt. You see?
I do that too. I mean, if I happen to, I don't, I'm almost
yeah,
stepping on a
you
worm,
want to be
I
nice to the worm, right? But the
yeah.
worm doesn't actually think that's too cool. He doesn't like getting picked up. And he doesn't associate you having picked him up with being put into some place that is much better for him.
Yeah, that's my life.
But that's what happens when the universe does that for us, too. It oftentimes feels as though, like, something terrible is happening, but it's not. It's like, you know, it's like Joseph getting sold into slavery so he can become Pharaoh's number two. You see? That situation, you see. So when it shows up, you know, stay positive about whatever is coming up. Look for the gift in it, because that's what you're looking for.
I want to thank you. I you're hitting all points. In my past marriage or a past chapter, my ex, we started a company. We did, you know, it grew and made millions, and then
wow.
Well, you know, when you have it and you don't have happiness, it doesn't mean a thing.
Right.
And he, you know, and he it basically, because it's international, he basically, you know, basically I have nothing now. Which is, you know, it's fine. At this point in my life, starting over, happiness is very important, and also security. But happiness
is very important. Choose your, what the work that you do based on how much joy it will bring you.
I focused on his dreams and goals, and so now it's my turn, and that's what I'm trying to discover.
Yeah.
What are my dreams and goals?
And, you know, you might want to have a consultation with me, because I could talk to you about, you know, your career situation. It takes longer than what we have time for on the radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I have one other question I want to answer for a listener who sent this in on a postcard. She wants to know about whether or not we're in an earthquake period right now. And here's the answer to that. We were in an earthquake period earlier this year until October 30th. And after that, it's a little bit backed off a little bit and until April. Come April, this earthquake energy will start up again. It'll stay strong through, let's see, August and probably into early September. So we will still have high potential for earthquakes again next year. And I do recommend that everyone be prepared for these lovely possibilities because it's a lot easier if we are. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Are you still trying to do too much? Hey, it's the holiday season. We all tend to do this. But get enough sleep. Eat well. Get some exercise, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. When you take the time to take care of yourself, your energy is stronger. Your body is healthier, and you attract more money and sales to you. This is far better than pushing money away with too little sleep, the wrong foods, and not enough exercise. If you tend to put yourself last, this is a great time to break that habit. It's time to take care of yourself so you can take care of your prosperity. Now, next Friday, on November 27th, tune into my show about giving the gift of time. Now, during this holiday season when money may be tight, now is the opportune time to give the gift of time. Find out the many ways that you can give this gift inexpensively and still enjoy your friends, family, and the joys of the season even more. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, notice that you can listen to a free prosperity class. Class number one for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business is on my site, and it's free. You can listen to it at any time of the day or night. And also, be sure that you order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and the newsletter so that you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. And remember to call me toll-free for consultations or timings. because timing makes all the difference in the success of your projects, your contracts, your website launches, all your new company starts and things of that sort that are very important. Don't be running amok with bad timing out there. There's no reason to do that. Stick with good timing. And if you have would like a personal or business consultation, I can handle those too. Now, how can you do that? You call us toll-free, either to order a good timing guide or newsletter or to arrange a consultation or timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Check out our website at askmadeline.com. Sign up for the What's Up in the Heavens today. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you cosmic connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.